our day and time, how do we talk about sin? How do we talk about evil? Some of you agree on what sin actually is. And if we were to observe the teachings of the Almighty Book 2, we come up with some universal sins. Don't smoke, recycle, to return to the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament. And there you have three sons of God. The first one's name is Adam. And he fails not in the wilderness, but in the garden. We read about him today. The second son of God is the children of Israel who wander throughout the wilderness. The nation of Israel itself, God's chosen. The last son of God was the king, more specifically those descendants of David. God treats David as his son. And of course, the kings of Israel fell into all sorts of temptations and idolatries. The parallel, though, with our lesson. Jesus said, success can be a temptation because of pride or because of feelings of inadequacy. But Jesus would have none of that. What was at the heart of his temptation, I think, was his temptation to doubt the relationship that he had with the Father. Was he really God's son? Not in the theological sense, but in the real sense. Does he Satan tried to place doubt in the identity of Jesus by questioning the very relationship.